This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, is brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. We'll join farm broadcaster Lori Boyer in Houston next.
And now a message from John Clem from Waynesville, Illinois, about the Illinois Corn Checkoff.
Did you know that the largest market for Illinois corn is the export market? Our unique river system provides farmers like me the opportunity to ship corn from our Illinois fields directly to other countries who are hungry for high-quality grain. I'm proud that the Illinois Corn Checkoff makes investments that power trade, and I hope you are too. Learn more at www.ilcorn.org.
I'm Lori Boyer reporting from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. And here I'm visiting with John Rosensteel. He is the chairman of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. And we're going to talk about trade and the importance of trade. Thank you for joining me. What are your conversations you're having here at Commodity Classic and beyond when it comes to trade?
Well, number one, thanks, Lori. No, Illinois Corn Marketing Board portion of it, we do mainly deal with trade and just want to emphasize that today in the Commodity Corn Congress, Corn Congress, we adopted a sense of the delegate body pertaining to trade. We don't normally do a sense of the delegate body, but it was mainly focused at trade. As far as Illinois goes, trade is very, very important to us in Illinois. We're the number one exporting state on corn, yes, and we are also the number one exporting state on ethanol as well. So a lot of our corn that gets raised in Illinois goes down the Mississippi River and goes to other countries.
Are there any particular trade markets you're working on right now? Any particular countries that you're focusing on?
Yeah, front and center right now, we're dealing a lot with Japan and trying to get higher blends of ethanol in Japan. Mexico is, of course, our number one trading partner for corn, whether it's through the United States or through Illinois, mainly because coming out of the Gulf, it's a pretty short haul to get to Mexico. So they are, Canada, of course, is number two, but Japan is very important to us as well.
Now, another question I have, when you mentioned using a river system, what kinds of things have you been experiencing or growers experiencing the transport on not having enough water in a river and some of the other geopolitical events going on with wars and such?
Yeah, that's always important and front and center with us. Of course, the water levels in the Mississippi and Ohio and Missouri and how they feed down through, that's Mother Nature, and we try to monitor those as much as we can and try to sidestep those issues as much as we can. But again, mainly trying to deal with how other countries are trading with us. Right now we have about a $3 billion deficit in ag trade. We'd like to see that narrow up with the good, and we see our agricultural products is really going to be able to fill that gap.
When you mentioned Mexico, I don't know if there's been any activity since the last time I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Any other movement or any comments on the BT corn issue?
No, it's still in the hands of the trade representatives and USMCA, Mexico-Canada Agreement, and how that gets resolved through those negotiations. But we're hopeful that they will see the purpose or see the light on it, that how important it is to allow the U.S. to trade corn, white corn, with Mexico.
John Rosensteel, he is the chairman of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, joining me here today. I'm Lori Boyer. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network.
Be listening for more reports from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, with farm broadcaster Lori Boyer on this Hometown Illinois Radio Network station, brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. For a free podcast of our reports, go to Hometown Illinois Radio.com.